This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday Ukrainian forces are preparing for new Russian attacks in the east of the country as Moscow builds up its troops there after suffering setbacks near the capital of Kyiv. Russia's invasion of its neighbor, now in its fifth week, has driven around a quarter of Ukrainians from their homes and brought tensions between Russia and the West to their worst point since the Cold War. At peace talks this week in Istanbul, Russia said it would curtail operations near Kyiv and the northern city of Chernihiv to build trust. But Ukraine and its Western allies, including the United States, dismissed Russia's pledge as a ploy to stem its losses and prepare for other attacks. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to tap the nation's oil reserve to control gas prices. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
President Joe Biden plans to order the release of up to 1 million barrels of oil per day from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve to blunt the spike in energy prices, according to a person familiar with the decision. Official announcement could come as soon as Thursday. How long the Strategic Reserve would be tapped has not been finalized, but it could last for several months, according to the person who spoke on condition of anonymity. Biden's approval ratings have plunged as inflation reached a 40-year high in February, and the cost of petroleum and gasoline shot up after Russia invaded Ukraine. Mike Garcia, Washington.
Congo's M23 rebel group denied on Wednesday it shot down a United Nations helicopter that crashed in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, killing 8 UN peacekeepers on board. A rebel spokesman accused Congo's army of firing on the helicopter. Congo's military had earlier blamed M23 for the crash. The UN mission in Congo said an investigation has been launched into the cause of Sunday's crash, which happened amid rebel fighting. The world body said the 8 victims included 6 crew members, all from the Pakistani military, and 2 military personnel, one from the Russian Federation and one from Serbia. This is VOA News. A Chinese aviation official says investigators have completed the main search and rescue work at the site of last week's crash of a China Eastern Airlines passenger jet. Xu Tao, the safety head of the Civil Aviation Administration of China, told reporters Thursday the agency plans to complete a preliminary report of its investigation within 30 days of the crash. Xu Tao also said a final report will be completed and made public after the investigation is concluded. The Boeing 737-800 jet went into a sudden dive and crashed into a mountainside in southern China on March 21st, killing all 132 people on board. Data obtained from a flight tracking website showed flight MU-5735 plummeted at a rate of nearly 8,800 meters per minute before it crashed. And in soccer, the United States men are returning to this year's World Cup despite a 2-0 loss to Costa Rica on the final night of qualifying Wednesday. The Americans had a huge goal difference margin over Costa Rica after their 5-1 rout of Panama at home last weekend. The U.S. merely had to avoid losing by 6 goals or more in order to claim an automatic berth by finishing among the top 3 nations in North and Central America and the Caribbean. And repeating our top story, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday Ukrainian forces are preparing for new Russian attacks in the east of the country as Moscow builds up its troops there after suffering setbacks near the capital of Kyiv. Russia's invasion of its neighbor, now in its fifth week, has driven around a quarter of Ukrainians from their homes and brought tensions between Russia and the West to their worst point since the Cold War. At peace talks this week in Istanbul, Russia said it would curtail operations near Kyiv and the northern city of Chernihiv to build trust. But Ukraine and its Western allies, including the United States, dismissed Russia's pledge as a ploy to stem its losses and prepare for other attacks. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, you can visit us on our website at voanews.com, and we also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.